My boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Did you know that RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, is a common virus that feels and spreads just like a cold? But for older adults, RSV can cause serious complications like pneumonia. But you can help to protect yourself by washing hands and surfaces regularly, not touching your eyes, nose or mouth if your hands aren't clean, and also getting vaccinated. Speak to your GP practice or healthcare provider about your prevention options, or visit brsvaware.co.uk to learn more.
If you've lost £10,000 or more in a crypto scam, Wealth Recovery solicitors may be able to help, even if the crypto scam was up to 6 years ago. We've already claimed back millions of pounds for thousands of scam victims. So text WEALTH to 66777 now.
Wealth Recovery.
Solicitors, the crypto recovery specialists.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. Household bills are going up from today as a series of price rises come into force for essentials. The average annual cost of gas and electricity is expected to increase by £111 to over £1,800. Water and council tax are among other bills that will be going up. But Home Office Minister Dame Angela Eagle claims households are still better off.
Wages are going up higher than prices. For the first time, we had an entire parliament where that didn't happen. What we've got to do is try to grow our economy so that we can ensure that prosperity is rebuilt and spread.
Also from today, home buyers in England and Wales will no longer be entitled to a decreased stamp duty rate. Among the changes is a zero rate threshold for first-time buyers, dropping from £425,000 to £300,000. There are warnings an increase to the minimum wage, which comes into force today, does not go far enough. The minimum hourly pay for someone 21 and over is now £12.21, and for those aged 18 to 20, it's now £10. Barclays says contactless spending hit a record high last year. The bank says 94.6% of payments under £100 were made that way. And the King will attend his first public engagement since his short hospital stay following cancer treatment side effects. He'll host an investiture ceremony. Charles will preside over the event at Windsor Castle and recognise leading figures and community members. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
You don't have to be an April Fool, but it probably helps. Bill Overton here, our time for the Hall of Fame. Mozart definitely in tune with his lighter side. He loved a laugh.
Classic FM.
Thank you. Classic FM.
Thank you.
finale from Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 6, performed there by the English Baroque soloists, before it Mozart's Horn Concerto No. 4. That was Roger Montgomery we heard with the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment. It's our Hall of Fame 3 at 3-4 this morning. The voting is over for this year's chart. Just a reminder, but we have that top 300, the new top 300 to look forward to over the Easter weekend. Five entries for Schubert. I said unfinished business because this is right down at 286 in the current chart, dropping 13 places. One of my favourite pieces, if not my favourite piece, by Schubert. So let's hope that there's an improvement on that number, the opening movement from his Symphony No. 8.
Thank you.
The Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra, conducted by Herbert Blomstedt. They're the opening movement from Schubert's Symphony No. 8, The Unfinished. Bill Overton with you on Classic FM. Our Hall of Fame hour, 9 o'clock this morning, will include René Fleming singing Dvorak's Song to the Moon, which I absolutely love. I have some Dvorak to play you in just a second as well. Ali Jones here for that and Classic FM Breakfast from 6.30 this morning, including, we promised, High Kicks on the School Run after 8. I wonder if Alad will be joining in.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Dvorak, one of his four miniatures. The Romanza there, played by the Budapest Festival Orchestra, and just ahead of it, listening to that arrangement of Shenandoah, performed on trumpet by Alison Balsam and organist Quentin Thomas. Bill Overton with you on Classic FM. April 1st, apart from it being April Fool's Day, some birthdays to celebrate. Maybe you are as well. In your culture club, the actress Ali McGraw, love story star in Convoy, many other things as well. 86 today. Susan Boyle, the singer, turning 64. The conductor, Christian Thielman, I was mentioning earlier, is 66 today. Actor David Oyelowo is 49. And Asa Butterfield in Sex Education, but I didn't realise until I was watching it the other day, the Martin Scorsese film Hugo, very good. He's 29. I presume that's how he started. If you're celebrating your birthday today, many happy returns. This is for you. Thank you.
mon âme soudain est trop de salive
et vous ne vous
ta mère pousse à ma main
ta mère pousse à ma main
mais nos peurs à nous sont pâles et nous changeons l'ennemi
up beautifully. Bonaventura Bertone and Willard White there singing with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. Carl Davis conducting Bizet's Pearl Fisher's duet. It's Classic FM. Our star in the spotlight this week, Katia Bunatishvili, the Georgian pianist returning to the Barbican this week as part of her 2024-25 residency. Wednesday night she's going to be playing a concert of piano duets with her sister Grantza. Are you hearing a track from her every night on Margarita Taylor's show just after 6 p.m. I'm going to say hello and wave goodbye to you with a surprise on Classic FM just before Lucy Coward gets in and takes over this chair at 4. Next, Shostakovich and a gift he wrote for his son and he gave to us.
Classic FM.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now. The research and support charity.
I think it was 1998 when my savings fell asleep. Since then, they've sat in the same account, earning half what they could. But this year, I found Flagstone. With their savings platform, I can open multiple high-interest accounts from over 60 banks, all in one place, with one password. Now, it's easy to manage my cash and watch it rise. Wake up your cash today with Flagstone's savings platform. Flagstone, where savings never sleep. Terms and minimum deposits apply. Search Flagstone.
Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Pianates, the Serenade, performed there by the Mannheim Chamber Orchestra, Paul Meyer conducting, and before it, Shostakovich. The second movement from his Piano Concerto No. 2, we had Peter Donahue and the Orchestra of the Swan. Lucy Cowd here in a short while. One more from me, One for the Road, if you were up and out already, by Haydn. For April Fool's Day, this works out very well, his little joke for anybody who would dare nod off or take a nap during one of his recitals. Perfect, then. Timing-wise, this is his surprise symphony.
Thank you.
Our Haydn April Fool for you from his Surprise Symphony, the second movement played there by the Swiss Italian Orchestra. It was Howard Shelley directing from the piano. Bill Overton with you on Classic FM. Lucy Cowd here very shortly, including a piano piece by Alexis French this morning. If you're in the mood for a dance and warming yourself up, because these nights are chilly, even if we are getting plenty of sunshine later, then something to dance to from the Nutcracker on the way as well. I'm Bill Overton. Thank you very much for listening to me this morning and keeping me company here again very first thing tomorrow with you. In the meantime, have a lovely Tuesday.
Classic FM.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Experience the incredible true story of Welsh icon Richard Burton.
Mr. Burton, I want to be an actor.
On his journey to become one of the greatest actors of all time.
This is the chance to establish yourself as a classical actor in the most prestigious theatre in the world.
Starring BAFTA winner Toby Jones, Leslie Manville and Harry Lawty.
Make something of yourself.
In cinemas April 4th. Find tickets at mrburtonfilm.co.uk.
When I'm wearing Tenor Silhouette underwear, bladder weakness is the last thing on my mind. The new body close fit design gives me the confidence to live my life the way I want to. With up to 100% Tenor triple protection against odor, leaks and moisture, they feel just like underwear. You can't even tell I'm wearing them. Try new Tenor Silhouette, Product of the Year 2025, now even more discreet. Voted Bladder Weakness Product of the Year by Kantar. Survey of 8,000 people. Always speak to your GP.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. In what's being called Awful April, households are facing widespread bill increases this month. Water, energy and phone prices are all going up, with businesses also facing higher national insurance contributions. The biggest rise in council tax across the UK is being felt in Falkirk in Scotland, where it's gone up by nearly 16%. People there have told us it will be difficult to afford.
A major struggle. I mean, if you've got a family and you work, we both work full time, then where are you going to find the extra 15% for council tax? It's a lot.
I can't afford to pay it. I've got a family to keep. I've got a roof to keep over our head. We've got gas and electric as well, which is going up again.
15.6%.
You've just got to pay it, haven't you?
Well, that's it. I give up.
Stamp duty discounts have shrunk from today, adding thousands of pounds to the costs paid by some home buyers. The nil rate threshold for first-time buyers has reduced from £425,000 to £300,000. Stamp duty applies in England and Northern Ireland. Millions of workers will receive a pay rise as the minimum rate increases today. The government says more than 3 million workers across the country will benefit after the Chancellor announced the increase in her autumn budget last year. The minimum hourly pay for someone 21 and over is now £12.21. And a major incident has been declared in Birmingham as a strike by bin workers leaves thousands of tons of rubbish across the city. The local council's declaration will mean more street cleaning teams can be deployed. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Well, 2 feet firmly planted in April, so let's get the new month underway. It's Lucy Coward here with Early Breakfast. Good morning.